Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dawson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Dawson. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wainer bunts towards third. Pick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dawson moves to second. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 0 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to third for the out. Wainer moves to second. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a pop-up towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Wainer throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Webb goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Pirates won. The Cubs will come to bat. Pie Trainer now playing shortstop. Heine Groh now playing third base. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carlson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wainer. Grimm goes all the way around to score. Carlson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trainer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wainer hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. Pick hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnhart hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carlson, and towards Beck, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Joe Dawson. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.